Tuesday, the 1st of April, South Africans will see the implementation of the increased earnings threshold that will affect all employees earning more than 261,700 per year, which is around 21,800 rand per month. The earnings threshold impacts the application of provisions of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, the Labour Relations Act, and the Employment Equity Act. The terms of the new regulations, employees earning more than the earning thresholds are excluded from the provisions which regulate ordinary hours of work, overtime, Sunday pay, pay for night work, and pay for work on holidays, among others. For more on this now, let's speak to Malisa Lelitwaba, associate in the Employment Law at legal firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Malisela, good morning to you and thank you so much for your time. So wait, at a practical level, what does this mean? Does it mean that people can't now claim for overtime pay and all of that if they earn above 21,800 rand a month?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So the implications of the earnings threshold are pretty straightforward. Historically, the earnings threshold was around 254,371 rands. And that meant that employees earning below that could enjoy the provisions of Chapter 2 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Now, that included the regulation of working hours, overtime, compressed working week, averaging of hours, meal intervals, and the like. Since the increase of the earnings threshold to the new amount, effective 1 April 2025, which is 261,748.45, those who historically now earn between 254,000 and the new amount of 261,000 now join the ranks and are actually entitled to the protections afforded to them in terms of Chapter 2 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act.
And why do we need to see changes in the thresholds each year?
From a practical perspective, the increase in the earnings threshold is required due to inflationary increase, the cost of living and the like. If we look at the purpose of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, it's really there to protect the most vulnerable of employees, what is commonly termed blue-term employees, who are not the more higher-end or higher-earning employees in the South African workforce. And by entitling them to these protections afforded in Chapter 2, they are able to approach forums such as the CCMA and the various bargaining councils in order to enforce their Chapter 2 rights, whereas employees earning above the threshold are deemed to be well remunerated and can therefore enforce those rights either before the CCMA or where the jurisdiction is determined, the Labour Court of South Africa.
And does it affect... you know, maybe the regulations, for example, one would ask against unfair dismissals and any of those other protections when it comes to the law.
So from a South African labor law perspective, dismissals can be premised on three grounds, namely incapacity, unfair or a retrenchment, and lastly, misconduct. In that front, employees are still entitled to approach the CCMA or the relevant bargaining council. However, where this really materially differs is in terms of protections afforded comes into the issue of unfair discrimination. So unfair discrimination disputes, when premised on the provisions of the Employment Equity Act, for those earning below the threshold, those disputes can be resolved before the CCMA or relevant bargaining councils, whereas employees earning above the earnings threshold must approach the Labour Court in order to enforce such rights and in order to claim such relief in terms of the EEA. Other than that, from a dismissals perspective, employees would still be entitled to approach the relevant bargaining council or CCMA despite their remuneration.
So this means then that this is not the last change that we could possibly see when it comes to the threshold. There might be a new one this time next year, possibly.
Certainly. So the earnings threshold would note that every year would see the Minister of Employment and Labour issuing, in terms of a gazette, a determination. It increases on a yearly basis with the last change, which becomes effective on the 1st of April, being the amount of about 2.9%. So when one looks at history, we see that it increases on a yearly basis.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your time, Malisa. At least now we've got a better understanding. So you do know, ne? From the 1st of April, employees earning more than 261,700 per year, which is around 21,800 rand per year, are now going to find themselves with this new threshold in terms of the regulations. Employees earning more than this threshold are excluded from the provisions which regulate ordinary hours of work, overtime, Sunday pay, pay for night work, and pay for public for work on public holidays, among others. So this is now the new change.